This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tonight is opening night for the blockbuster musical Hamilton at the Fox Theater. Over the next 2.5 weeks, thousands of St. Louisans will see Lin-Manuel Miranda's blend of musical theater, hip-hop, blues, jazz, and rap. The musical turns traditional casting on its head, with actors of color playing the men who shaped our nation, including the first Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton and Vice President Aaron Burr. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with several theatergoers about what Hamilton means to them and why it strikes a bigger chord.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a...
The chance to see Hamilton made Chelsea Whitaker of St. Louis do something she's never done before. Pay $150 for a theater ticket.
Oh my gosh. My friend and I have dinner reservations, like we are ready, we're taking work off a little early, so we're very excited.
Whitaker and her friends know all the words to every song, but for her, Hamilton is much more than a pop culture phenomenon. Whitaker has degrees in theater and African American studies, and she has a keen understanding of the ways in which the musical attracts people across a wide spectrum.
It's not a black story, but it's meant to invite black and brown people in. It's like you're seeing hip hop audiences listening to musical theater, and you're also having all these musical theater audiences listening to hip hop influences.
Is he in Jersey?
For shame for the revolution!
For shame
for the revolution!
If you repeat yourself again, I'm gonna scream. Honestly, look at me.
The Rhodes Sisters of University City perform songs from Hamilton at home using a well-worn lyric sheet. They fell in love with the musical last year when they saw it with their parents in Chicago, and they plan to see it again at the Fox. For 16-year-old Annie Rhodes, Hamilton provides a meaningful connection to the past.
It's history, but it's like relatable for teens and people who like rap and stuff.
Her mom, Sam Rhodes, also appreciates how history will likely view Hamilton and its inclusive casting.
What is riveting as a white family is that we can see the way that, I mean, our country is so diverse and so beautiful, and so to see that represented on the stage, that's really, really exciting.
Look around, the revolutions.
For Christina Rios of Webster Groves, that representation is life-changing. She cried all the way through Hamilton when she saw it in New York 2 years ago.
The stars of the show, they look like me and my friends and my family.
And of course, the key is that it's not about people who were, you know, who were brown and tan, and that makes it so much more universal.
You'll be back soon, you'll see.
But Rios won't be going to Hamilton in St. Louis. She gave her ticket to her mom, who'll see it with Rios' husband and teenage daughter. Rios hopes there will be more Hamiltons in the future. She hopes that the sheer financial success of Hamilton, along with the movie Black Panther, will pave the way for more opportunities for people of color.
I think you can't argue with money. It might be hard to count on people to make the right choice, but you can typically count on them to make the fiscally responsible one.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Hamilton will be at the Fox through April 22nd. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.